I really want to thank you for the introduction. This is the second time that I've been asked to MC the alumni reunion. I believe it was 15 years ago that I last did this. And it kind of came as a little bit of a surprise to me just a couple of weeks ago when I was asked by the committee if I'd do this. So when I asked the committee what they'd like me to do, they only had one response. Get her done! And I thought I'd put on my work jeans and boots, forget to shave for a couple days, put a big old chew and tell you about the escapades of my dysfunctional family. Then I realized Larry the Cable Guy was telling you about my dysfunctional family. I apologize, Lord, for all those things and bless the little pygmies in New Guinea. That's just the way it works in my house. But it's amazing how popular things and slogans of the day have an effect on our everyday life, the things that we say and the things that we do. Now, who ever thought the phrase blue collar would be more associated with humor than with work? So quite a definition change. Speaking of changes in definitions, who remembers when gay meant happy? Yeah. How about these popular things? Yeah, I mean, who remembers these? Penny loafers, lucky strike greens, flat tops, sock hops, popping candy for a nickel, ducktail hair, hose with a seam up the back. I remember that. Roy Rogers Force Trigger. Only the shadow knows. Going Steady, the Sadie Hawkins Dance, Howdy Doody. That's just not that greeting that you have on the street. Glenn Miller's Music, Charles Atlas, Pedal Pushers, and December 7th, 1941. So there's a lot of things that have shaped our days, depending on what generation you grew up in. Now, there's always been a definition or a change in definitions of humor, too. We've had some the days of when black and white TV was coming out, a lot of slapstick humor, and the humor of today, you've even got comedy channels. So, you know, you always try to start out a meeting or two with some humor. I got to thinking, had some fifth grade humor. I was trying to go over some of that tonight. And just so that you maybe remember some of your fifth grade humor, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick. What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand? Cuatro cinco. So that's the kind of crowd we got. What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches? A nervous wreck. And how are a Texas tornado and a Tennessee divorce the same? Somebody's gonna lose a trailer. I hope there's not too many people from Tennessee here. One of the things we have on our program this evening is we've got a community course and alumni course, and for those of you that are in there, start making your way up here. We're next on the program, so head this way. We'll get that together. They've got a selection of three numbers that we're going to sing for you this evening. And I guess I'm going to sing with them too if I can ever find the music. That's okay. I faked it during practice. So I don't think they'll miss that. While they're coming up, there's one thing I want to point out to you. I've got a piece of memorabilia that I found to be one of the most amazing things I've seen. And it comes, Joel Freeman found that in Doris Freeman's things after she passed. We went through those. And we've got a senior class announcement for Rolph High School, Friday evening, June 17th. 1892, the very first high school graduation announcement, commencement announcement. and it's in marvelous shape. It's got the program in it, the whole works. I'm going to give this back to Joel afterwards, and if you'd like to see this, stop and see Joel. He'll be in the back somewhere. But it's an amazing thing. The senior class announcement, the very first class from Rolfe High School, 1892. And directing our choir tonight is John Nielsen, a local guy here. You all know John. He's been doing this for a long time with us. He's putting up with us, by the way. So, John, whenever you're ready.